This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I'm going to take this podcast opportunity to say thank you to you for all your support and for tuning in, but also to really congratulate you. This is actually the bigger message. Congratulate you, because if you've been listening to my podcast for very long, then you are incredibly well prepared for all the challenges that humanity is going to face in the very near future. Well, we've already started to see things unravel, right? A lot of things are unraveling. And I know that we, as individuals who are very much aware and have a big picture perspective of things, people like you and I, we tend to often talk about some of the problems and, you know, we point out things that are going wrong, even though we also try to work on solutions, but, you know, we tend to be critical, right? Because we're critical thinkers. So we're critical of what's happening in society. We're looking intently, we're analyzing things. And that's very different from sort of the average person, the average consumer who is oblivious. It's the best word for it. They're just oblivious. You know, they're watching sitcoms on TV and they just do whatever they're told. Oh, go get your vaccine. You know, nah, eat genetically modified food. It's good for you. All this. So they're oblivious, but you aren't. You're prepared. And whereas the average person is going to be suffering a massive meltdown, I mean a psychological meltdown, when the financial collapse comes, you are going to be able to handle it. Why? Because you've already considered what's going to happen. You're mentally or psychologically prepared for it, is a better way to say it. You've probably thought about some of the scenarios. You've probably taken some steps, some precautions. And I know you might be thinking, well, you haven't done enough. You haven't done enough. I've got news for you. I haven't done enough. Nobody I know thinks they've done enough to prepare for all the craziness that's coming. So no matter how much preparedness that you've completed, you're ahead of the curve by such a huge amount that you should actually congratulate yourself just for even doing, frankly, anything in the realm of preparedness. So don't sweat it. All of us, every single one of us, if we talk to each other, you know, preppers, we talk to each other like, I'm way behind. Yeah, I'm behind too. I need more, you know, whatever. Band-aids, bullets, beans, you know. I don't have my ham radio license yet. You know, people are like, well, I didn't get my volunteer fire department EMT training done yet. It's like, that's a pretty serious commitment you have going there. That's like, you're going to go spend 6 months and get trained as a volunteer EMT and go rescue people in an ambulance just so you have that skill set? That's some serious dedication. If you haven't done that, don't sweat it. I haven't either. I don't have that kind of free time. I don't know about you. It's a noble thing if you can do it, but not everybody can do it. So congratulations are in order. Not only are you more prepared than most people, you're also vastly more aware than most people. Isn't it interesting? You know, a lot of people have been following my work for 5 years or even 10 years. But isn't it interesting that the things that I was talking about, let's say 7 or 8 years ago, all those things that sounded kind of crazy back then, now they're widely known to be true. For example, the fact that many pharmaceuticals have toxic side effects and there's a lot of corruption in the drug industry, you know, price fixing and bribery of doctors and so on. That's all common knowledge now. I mean, you even see that covered in the mainstream media, you know, sitcoms, movies, just references to the corruption of the pharmaceutical industry. That's no longer a conspiracy theory, is my point. Or how about the idea that the media is constantly lying to you by producing fake news? You know, even five years ago, that was considered a lunatic idea, even though CNN has always been fake news. But it's only in the last year, really, that most people have awakened to the truth that CNN is fake news. You know, MSNBC is fake news. Even Fox News is, to some extent, fake news. The mainstream media is fake news. So there's a concept that you were way ahead of the curve on as well. And You know, we could just go down the list, whether we're talking about science and technology, you know, the corruption in science, the CDC, the fake science, the cover-ups involving vaccines and so on. You know, the whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson, CDC whistleblower. He went public, you know, not too long ago and said, yeah, he participated in a scientific cover-up to hide the data showing that vaccines cause an increased risk of autism in young African-American males. And, you know, 10 years ago, if we said that, we were immediately pounced upon, you know, all of us. We were called kooks and crazy people. Now, it's admitted by the CDC's own researcher. So, think about how much things have changed. Even this idea that, you know, there are anti-cancer foods and anti-cancer nutrients. 10 years ago, I kid you not, anyone who said that you can eat something to prevent cancer was ridiculed by doctors, ridiculed by the mainstream science, you know, ridiculed by the FDA, ridiculed by the Washington Post, you name it. If you said there's such a thing as an anti-cancer food, you were just mocked. And yet anti-cancer foods are in every grocery store. Even, believe it or not, the mustard you put on your hot dog is an anti-cancer superfood. It's made from mustard seed. Happens to be a very potent anti-cancer food. Ginger, turmeric, garlic, onions, cabbage, broccoli, all the cruciferous vegetables. So many other things, you know, beets for liver detox and so on and so forth. This whole realm of knowing that there are incredibly powerful healing foods and disease prevention foods in the grocery store. Everything from resveratrol in red grapes to apigenin in celery to phycocyanin in spirulina to green tea catechins in you know, matcha green tea and so on. All of these things were not really openly talked about a decade ago. Almost nobody knew this stuff. No one was talking about, you know, superfood juicing and, you know, no one was drinking avocado cacao smoothies with coconut water for breakfast. Well, I was. But again, I was considered, you know, kind of out of step with the mainstream at that time. But now the mainstream has caught up to you and I. Isn't that interesting? I mean, now it's common, these things, these ideas. Yeah, you can prevent disease with food. So that's just another great example. Anyway, well, what about the knowledge of iodine? You know, iodine preventing radiation damage to your thyroid gland, for example. Or just the whole issue of radiation. You know, the Fukushima disaster in 2011 woke a lot of people up to the dangers of radiation and nuclear fuel, MOX fuel, and so on. People didn't know that before 2011. Actually, today, a lot of people still don't know how radiation works. But we've had a lot of people waking up and learning and educating themselves. And that's what I want to encourage you to congratulate yourself for doing. You know, we live in a world where there are a million distractions of things that don't matter. You could have been just focusing on Lady Gaga, right? I did a story on Lady Gaga recently showing her demonic, like the succubus of hell similarity of her Super Bowl performance. And that story now, I think it has 450,000 views, almost half a million views. And I'm thinking, this story doesn't matter. I'm not even sure why I wrote it. I was bored. I was just bored. It was Super Bowl night. I was like, well, Lady Gaga is singing. Let's look at her demonic hell imagery. Yeah, that was it. I mean, to me, it means nothing. But to a lot of people, those topics are a big, big deal. There's so many distractions with celebrities and movies. There's a lot of celebrity worship. There's a lot of sports that's really a distraction from reality. There's a lot out there that is designed to make sure you can't focus on real things that really matter. So I congratulate you for being able to push those aside to whatever extent you have and actually focus on things that can improve your life, expand your consciousness, expand your understanding of the world, and so on. That's my goal, is to share those things with you that really, really matter for your life right now in a practical sense, for your future, and also for the future of humanity. the big picture stuff. That's why I've talked about alien civilizations. You know, first contact with non-Earth civilizations. I've talked about, I did a little mini documentary on that. So I've talked about the God particle, super colliders, the Big Bang, the nature of matter, dark energy, you know, versus the stuff that we can detect. So I talk about nutrition and healing and botany. I've talked about everything from, you know, astronomy and the cosmos to anthropology, human history, hidden history. Just so many topics of 3D printing, you know, 3D printing inventions and, you know, analytical laboratory analysis of CBDs. You know, I've talked about hemp, cannabidiols, and just on and on and on. To me, and I think to you, these things actually matter. You know, we've talked about liberty and free speech and the current battle between the radical leftists who are trying to shut down free speech versus people like Milo Yiannopoulos, the gay conservative who is sort of the ultimate expression of free speech. There's, you know, all of these topics really, really matter. Psychology, consciousness, social programming, social engineering, all of these things. So I think that you and I are the kind of individuals who are rare in society in that we tend to be older souls. You know what I mean? It's like we're the adults in the room because we're sort of pondering big picture questions and big picture solutions. Whereas many people, you might know some of them, they might be the same age as you in this lifetime. They might be adults. They might be, you know, 40 or 50 or 60 years old, but they're little children inside. Their souls are little children. They haven't achieved the kind of maturity to focus on things that matter. They're just still stuck on inconsequential things, or sometimes people get stuck on materialism. You know, they're just trying to earn money so they can drive a bigger car, and live in a more magnificent house. And they're just, you know, collecting shit for their whole life. That's their goal. Collect as much shit as possible. And then declare yourself the winner, you know. And it's like, really, it's so childish. Why? I mean, I understand prepping. Don't get me wrong. I have a bunch of buckets of food. Okay, I've got stuff, you know, for a grid down scenario or whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people who are collecting like symbols of wealth that have no real practical purpose. That's what I'm talking about. And it doesn't really matter, does it? Or people who buy like a $2,000 fashion dress so they can make their friends jealous, you know. It's like, really? Is it that petty now? Is that what it has come to? I'm into practical stuff, so I'll buy something like a John Deere tractor, you know, because I love John Deere tractors. I love them. I love the ones that are built in the 1970s because they have no electronics. They're just awesome mechanical beasts. I love them. I like old steam engines too, by the way. Not that I have any, but if I go to a museum, I want to see the steam engine. To me, it's quite fascinating. But in any case, too many people are distracted by things that don't matter, including just tech, like random tech. Oh, Elon Musk announces some other nonsense theory. He's going to dig holes under Los Angeles. That was his latest tweet. Going to tunnel under Los Angeles to solve the traffic problem. And all these tech people go crazy. They think that you can just dig tunnels and drive cars through them. Really? It's a little more complicated than that. You've got water down there, and you've got to support the tunnel, you know? And, you know, there's a lot of infrastructure down there, electrical lines and sewage lines. If you just start slamming your way through rock and you know, building a giant tunnel, just start burrowing under Los Angeles, you're going to hit everything from sewage lines to water lines to power lines to oil pipelines and propane or natural gas lines and everything else. So good luck with that. Anyway, people are distracted by anything, including sometimes substances. People are addicted to opioids, right? People turn to alcohol sometimes, or they turn to sugar, even some people do. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of sugar from time to time, a little bit of coffee, whatever. But to be obsessed by it is a different thing. And a lot of people have given up on life, sadly. And they just turn to whatever distraction sort of gets them by. They're just passing the time, waiting for this life to end. And you are not that person. That's what's cool about you. You are not that person. You are someone who, even though you have struggles like all of us do, even though sometimes it's overwhelming, right? Sometimes it's hard to overcome the next obstacle. You don't know how you're going to do it. But you keep moving forward. You keep putting one foot in front of the other. You keep working towards goals that matter, and you keep living a life that matters, not just for yourself, but also for your community. You probably help people in some ways. You help spread information, or you help one-on-one in some ways. Maybe you share some homegrown food with people, or you teach people skills, how to grow their own food, perhaps. Maybe you've raised children, or maybe now you have grandchildren, and you're influencing them in some very healthy ways that might actually save their lives in the long term. You know, you're that kind of person, because the kind of people that listen to the Health Ranger or read Natural News are those kind of people. And I've met hundreds of people like you, perhaps you, in person. And I've spoken to many, many thousands of people in person. And then, of course, millions of people through podcasts like this. And the thing that really brings us together, it's not political affiliation, it's not race, color, anything like that. What it is that we are the kind of people who can rebuild a collapsed society and create a better future for humanity. We are the real classic progressives, if you want to use that term. We are the problem solvers. We are the big picture thinkers. We are the long-term thinkers. We are the ones who question the status quo and rip apart the false narratives of the current system that's been holding us back, right? We are the ones who can solve big, big problems because we have a vast awareness of what's actually happening in our world, and we're not afraid to go there. We're not afraid to think about reality. You notice how with a lot of people, there's an invisible psychological boundary. There's a comfort zone. And a lot of people don't want to venture beyond that comfort zone because it's not a realm that gets them social acceptance, right? This is the biggest thing for a lot of people. They need social acceptance. They need permission from their friends or permission from family members or authority figures to venture into these other cognitive realms. And if they don't have permission, they're not going to talk about it. Oh, you can't talk about aliens, you know, even though the universe is obviously teeming with life. But how dare you talk about aliens because, ooh, that's kooky. No, it isn't. It would be really kooky to think that we're alone in this entire universe. That would be weird. You know, so, but for a lot of people, that comfort zone is just not, doesn't allow them to get to move past that. And yet, you are not like that. You're okay to explore issues. It doesn't mean that you lose touch with reality or that you're not able to think skeptically or critically about things. It's just that you are open-minded enough to consider almost any possibility. I mean, yeah, you need evidence. You want things to be reasonable. You want to think rationally. And you're going to need some convincing if somebody has some theory that's pretty outlandish, right? So you're not gullible, but you're open-minded. So you're not afraid of touring a cognitive area or a thematic realm that other people get nervous with, right? And that's what's cool. That's what's cool about you. And that's why I'm congratulating you. You know, you're the kind of person the world needs. So whatever you're doing, I want to encourage you, keep moving forward. Understand that you are important. You are, and this is a little secret. You are more important than other people. I'm not even kidding. Your life matters more than many other sort of everyday average people's lives matter. I'm not saying their lives don't matter at all, but your life matters more. Really, it's a qualitative judgment. If you are aware and you're informed and you're critical in your thinking and you're able to ask big questions and explore big answers, you are vastly more important than any 1,000 other people, maybe 10,000 other people, maybe 1,000,000 other people. I mean, seriously. this, there are many, many people on this planet who will never do anything that matters. They live their lives. They may be happy. They may be consumers. They're part of the system. They consume, they poop, they flush, and repeat it. It's just a little cycle over and over again. Every once in a while, they vote. Every once in a while, they turn on TV and watch Lady Gaga doing demonic performances at the Super Bowl. You know, they live their lives, and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Not everybody can be super important, you know? Not everybody really has that much to contribute to the world. Not everybody's comfortable with even that idea. There's a lot of people that are just hedonists. They're like, you know, in their minds, they're just here to party on, have fun, sex on the beach, rock and roll, you know, experiment with all the drugs they want, go to music parties and raves or whatever. That's okay. That's their choice. That's their life. I can't judge that, but that's not your life, right? Or at least not anymore. If you used to do that stuff, it's not your life anymore. Because we're adults. We're the adults in the room. We're the adults on the planet. We're the ones who are the big picture thinkers who can help actually resolve the big problems that we now face. And that's a remarkable achievement all by itself. It's remarkable that you are who you are. It's remarkable that I am as well. It's we are privileged. We are blessed is a better term. I don't want people to say, he admitted to white privilege. No, I'm saying we are all privileged to be alive in this time. We are all blessed with the intelligence to know who we are and why we matter. We are all, this is a gift. The fact that we have somehow, you and I and the other few of us, there's not that many of us, just a few million, that's it, on the whole planet, that we have achieved some level of awareness and cognition and self-determination to be able to see that we do not have to be trapped in the system of expectations and social engineering and consumption and zombie indoctrination through the fake stream media and so on. That is a remarkable thing in all of human history. Do you understand that through, if you take all the people who have ever lived through the entire history of humanity on this planet, how many people have ever achieved what you have already achieved? Just in terms of your awakening and awareness, the answer is almost nobody. So you are a remarkable person living in a remarkable time, and you have remarkable insight, gifts. You've been blessed in a remarkable way. And the reason is because you are doing remarkable things. It may not always seem like you're changing the world in one fell swoop, but that's because change takes time. It has to ripple through. It's action and reaction. It's the butterfly effect, but you are unleashing those butterfly effects every single day with every action that you take and every person whom with you interact. And that's remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable. You are part of a pivotal moment in human history, a tipping point of awakening and awareness. You and I we're all part of it. And what makes it powerful is the decentralization of knowledge and power. In other words, the distribution of knowledge and power and the ability to share knowledge so quickly and efficiently because of the internet age in which we live. This is changing the future forever. We will never have a world, again, that was structured the way it was when you and I grew up in the 1970s or 1980s or 90s or whenever you grew up. That world, that which was a lot more limited in many ways, will never exist again because we're only moving forward with more sharing, more distributed power, more transparent knowledge, more streamlined ways to share knowledge, and so on. The old stream media is collapsing. The new media, like natural news, is rising up and taking its place. And the new media is backed by real people, like myself and other people in the media, perhaps you, maybe you're a blogger, maybe you're a journalist in the new media. Maybe you have a podcast. Maybe you have YouTube videos. If so, keep doing it. Because that's what makes this work. Real people, authentic people, doing remarkable things that really matter in the long run. Because we are awake, we are aware, we are informed, we are compassionate, and we're also skeptical. We don't like the status quo system that prevents people from having knowledge or natural medicine or real information about the history of our planet and so on. We want transparency. We want to move forward. We want knowledge to be shared instead of censored. We want science to represent the interests of the people, not the interests of the corporations or the agendas of the government. So this is an incredible time in which we live. And I just want to thank you for your support during this entire time and congratulate you for being who you are. That's it. It's that simple. You're valuable for who you are. Keep doing it. And thank you for listening. Check out more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.